looking now at a more recent history of radionuclear materials. The development of the first nuclear weapons was made possible by a combination of the recent findings in the field of nuclear physics in the 1930s. This, together with the financial and other resources provided by the United States government. During the Second World War, all the major countries involved had nuclear weapon programs, all at different levels of maturity. But it was only in the United States, in cooperation with the United Kingdom, that it was successful. The weaponization research developed different types of nuclear weapons, and two of them were used over Japan in August of 1945. A uranium nuclear bomb called Little Boy dropped on Hiroshima, and a plutonium nuclear bomb called Fat Man dropped on Nagasaki. These bombings resulted in the deaths of approximately 200,000 people, and more victims had injuries sustained from these explosions. After the Second World War, the rest of the world did not stand idle while the United States developed their nuclear arsenal. A few other countries, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, France, and China, continued with research for military purposes during the Cold War. These five countries were the only nuclear weapon states when the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons entered into force in 1970, giving them a special status as de jure legal weapon states. Three other countries, India, Pakistan, North Korea, that have developed and tested nuclear weapons since then are not members of the Non-Proliferation Nuclear Weapons Treaty. Neither is Israel, a country which probably has a nuclear arsenal, but Israel has chosen not to confirm or deny that claim. South Africa is the only country to have independently developed and then renounced and then dismantled its nuclear weapons.